The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So just a really warm welcome for all of you. And what a wonderful thing to be doing. Some people say that the new year really doesn't start till the first Monday in January. So in some ways, right, you know, it's January 5th. It's kind of like the second day of the new year in some way that thinking about it. So a really warm welcome to everybody. Maybe before I get started, Neil, I don't know if you want to put something in the chat box. Okay, so I'll give you a little time there. Just to let you know, there we go. So for some people who are interested, it's absolutely, of course, not obligatory. But if you want to connect with others, there's a way to connect with others that Neil just put into the chat box. And because some of you have been doing this happy hour for quite some time now, and because we break you up into small groups, you get to know one another, and just this wish to share resources, talk about ideas in other settings. So just to offer that if you'd like. And so today I want to talk about kind of loving kindness and maybe go back to some of the, I don't know, some of the foundational teachings about the practice and this practice of loving kindness. There's so many different ways we can approach it. We can work with it, do it. And I have kind of my flavor that I like to teach and that I like to practice. And Nikki has a little bit different flavor. And you'll find another teacher, they have a little bit different flavor or emphasis, but it's all good. I don't want to get into what is right or correct, but it's fantastic to find something that resonates for you and, you know, just pushes the edges a little bit, right? This is how we grow, is if we can also feel the, you know, something that maybe we feels like there's a growing edge there, or because if we're just following our preferences all the time, then we don't get, maybe it's not so much as an opportunity to grow and learn and if we're challenged. So I'm just offering that as a starting place. And then when we're doing loving kindness practice, I know that I certainly at the beginning, when I was first got introduced to this practice, I had this idea, like, am I supposed to be feeling something in particular? Am I supposed to just like be magically like having these loving feelings? I'm doing what the teacher is saying, but for me, I wasn't feeling loving feelings. So the power of this practice isn't so much that we have a specific feeling while we're meditating. That often happens. Sometimes it doesn't, but the power of loving kindness practice comes more from like being present with our intention of cultivating loving kindness. The transformational power, the strength of loving kindness just comes from our starting over again and again and again with wishing loving kindness, setting this intention, creating the conditions in which loving kindness might arise, cultivating it. In some ways, we're making little pathways in the brain and in the heart that makes it easier and easier for us to find loving kindness. So when we practice, the intention is not to engender some sentimentality or promote some phoniness or something like that. It's just to bring our whole self as best we can to the experience that we're practicing. And to do so in a way with kind of like this spirit of generosity, where it's more like, you know, gift giving and like an openness and a sharing. And that kind of a orientation. And So even though there might be some loving feelings that arise when we do loving kindness practice, there might not be. And in fact, there might be the opposite of loving kindness. I've heard many, many reports of people saying, you know, the opposite of loving kindness is arising when I'm trying to do this. And then that just starts a cascade of stories or something like this. Turns out this is pretty common, that sometimes something, the opposite of loving kindness arises. And in some ways we can think of this as a little bit of a cleansing practice, in that when we're doing loving kindness, it just naturally arises sometimes in the mind, all the times we haven't been loving or kind, or might be the ways that people have treated us poorly, might be coming up or bubbling up from somewhere inside of us. So, but when they come up, if we can hold them with some warmth and some care, it's not always possible. We might just be feeling overcome with anger, for example, or ill will, hatred even. And so sometimes when that arises, sometimes it's helpful to go back to just mindfulness of the body or mindfulness of the breath as a way to kind of settle down, or to take some of the power away from those feelings. Or if we can we have some kind-heartedness towards those feelings too? Right? If we hate that hatred has come up, right? We're just promulgating more hatred. So even though we might not be feeling loving kindness while we're meditating, that it shows up in our lives. And I've heard from so many people who have been talking about this, that it's later in their lives, or that when they start to see how they react to the way different people are, or they react to difficulties. And then maybe the last thing that I'll say while I'm here, just kind of talking about some of the foundations, is that loving kindness practice, part of the reason why it's transformative and can really change our lives, is it helps us to write different stories, so to speak. It helps us to maybe some of our underlying beliefs about what matters the most, or what we're capable of, or what our lives are all about, or our relationships with others, those types of things. They start to be rewritten with loving kindness practice. Without our being aware of it or being intentional about it, we just start seeing that some of these underlying beliefs that show up in so many different ways, that show up in all areas of our lives, just start to have a warm-heartedness to them, or diminishment of harshness, or something else that allows more spaciousness and ease. So maybe that was a long-winded introduction, but because it's the beginning of the year, I feel like I kind of wanted to talk about some of these foundations of loving kindness. And so I think for tonight, we'll start where it's easiest. I love to always start where it's easiest. So, and we'll do that with loving kindness for a lovable being. That is somebody for whom we have an uncomplicated relationship with. Somebody that when we bring them to mind, there's a smile of some sort, whether it's an actual smile or maybe an inner smile or something like this. So some people choose for a lovable being somebody that they know and have a relationship with, a coach, a trainer, a teacher, a mentor. Some people choose people they don't have relationships with, maybe a spiritual leader, for example. And some people choose like puppies, kittens, babies, more imaginary. It's not so important who we choose, but just a lovable being that allows us to really explore and develop what does it mean to have goodwill? What does it feel like to have benevolence? What is the experience of wishing somebody well? What is that really like? And just to spend time exploring, or and even if it doesn't arise, to have that attention come back again and again. Okay, so now with that as an introduction, we'll do some meditation here. So we'll take an alert, upright posture. And let's begin with three long, slow, deep breaths. Might be that with the exhale, there's a certain amount of relaxation or ease. Then allowing the breath to return to normal. And tuning into the sensations of breathing. Maybe there's a sensations of stretching or pulling, contraction. Maybe we feel it primarily in the chest, or maybe in the belly, maybe the shoulders. We're just noticing. Bringing some awareness to the bodily experience associated with breathing. When the mind wanders, just very simply, gently, with warmth, begin again. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice. bring to mind a lovable being. So an image of this person or kitten, puppy, baby. For some people, it will be more just a vague sense of the person or being. For others, they'll be a little bit easier to imagine or bring to mind the lovable person, the lovable being. There's no need to strain, but you put just a little bit of effort in bringing to mind the image. This is part of the art of practice, is not straining, but just a little bit of effort. And then we might check into the sensations in the body and see if there's anything that feels warm or spacious or connected in any kind of way with this lovable being. Some people feel, for example, some openness in the heart center in the chest, or maybe some warmth in the chest. Some people feel some spaciousness in the belly or ease in the belly. And some people aren't even sure what I'm talking about or don't feel anything in particular. That's perfectly fine, perfectly fine. And then to help support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we use the phrases as a way to keep on coming back when the mind wanders. So you can repeat after me. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can you connect with these phrases, this intention, this wish, or sending out this, it's a blessing in some way. No, you might feel uncomfortable with that word. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And we're going to stay here for a little bit with the lovable being. So what is it like to just sink in? Just here, where feeling the, perhaps the delight, if there is, this feeling of care, warmth, allowing ourselves to be nourished, supported by that. And again, it's perfectly fine. If you don't feel anything in particular, that's okay. But can you keep on coming back? Maybe refresh the image. And connect with this lovable being in any way that makes sense for you. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can be helpful to check in with the body. Is there any feeling of spaciousness, warmth. And if so, can you allow it to get as big as it would like? We're not forcing anything, not manufacturing anything. It's really about allowing. Stay with the lovable being. Be refreshing the image, connecting. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. What would it be like to drink up, to fill yourself up with this warm-heartedness, this love, this kindness, this goodwill that you have for this being? To sink into it, perhaps. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. maybe there's different words that would resonate a little bit better for you than the words I'm offering. Feel free to change and modify the phrases and find ones that are meaningful, that resonate for you. One guideline is to keep it really simple. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. For some people, they stay with loving kindness for the lovable being for a really long time. Some real wisdom in just allowing the mind and the heart to connect this warm-heartedness, this feeling of care, love, kindness. And stay until you feel like this warm-heartedness is oozing out of you. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel the feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So you can, I know some of you have been doing this practice for a long time and you like systematically move through the categories. But sometimes it's helpful just to stay or to revisit or stay with just the lovable being and really kind of get reacquainted with what is it like to sink into that experience and to feel it, and or what is it like to, if you don't feel any particular experience arising, what is it like to just keep on coming back to the intention to be cultivating this? To even though maybe there isn't any reward right now, but to still like, okay, this is my intention. I want to have this be part of my meditation practice, part of my life, and to just keep on coming back. So I set the occasion of the new year to kind of revisit some of the foundations of this practice. And I know that so many people, myself included, often kind of come back to the foundations, not only with loving kindness practice, but with mindfulness practice too, and concentration practices. So sometimes for me, I really like this idea that it's not like the more you practice, you outgrow the other practices. You know, it's more that maybe they become a little bit easier. You have more familiarity with them. But it's not like we abandon practices and say, oh, okay, I'm done with that. I don't need to do that anymore. So it can be really helpful to come back to the foundations. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you can talk about what that experience was like to just hang out with the lovable being and to have this intention of cultivating loving kindness for them and have an image and to work with an image and maybe a felt sense in the body and with the phrases. So thank you for everybody who's saying, putting things in the chat box. I'm trying to do a few things at once here. Let's see how if I can pull this off. So you'll be in groups of three or four. And it's really nice to share. So rather than like one person doing a long monologue and then another person doing a long monologue and then, oops, sorry, we ran out of time. And then the last people only get a few seconds to speak. It can be really nice to just share one or two points and then have it go to the next person and have them share one or two points and then the third person. And if you have four people in your group, to do the fourth. And then to come back around and then that first person has an opportunity to say something else. Maybe they're influenced by what they heard. So in that way, it's more like, it's more of a sharing and building and creating something together, as opposed to just one person speaking a lot. So this is not the natural way that we talk, so it's contrived, but it can be a way in which everybody's voices can be heard and that the introverts and the extroverts have an opportunity to participate. So let's do that. We'll go in alphabetical order with your by your screen name, and we'll have. Let's see here. What if we have like 12 minutes? Okay, so have fun. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back. Does anybody have some comments or questions or something they'd like to share?
In our group, we discussed the fact that you're starting a new group or a new class on Dharma.
Starts on Thursday. Dharma Life.
So tell us about it.
It's about bringing Dharma practice into life. And it's for people who already have some familiarity with the Buddhist teachings and just to kind of flesh them out and bring them into all aspects of our life. So it's, there's nothing about loving kindness in it so much. So it's more about kind of like the Buddhist wisdom teaching, something like that.
What time is it?
I think it's 3 to 5 p.m. California time.
Okay.
Yeah, Bess is nodding her head.
Once a week? Is it once a week?
Yes, once a week for 6 weeks.
Okay.
Oh.
And I'm teaching with Kim Allen. She's a good friend of mine. And she's a sometime teacher at IMC. She teaches at other places too. So it's nice for the two of us to teach together.
Good. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Marie-Christine put in that work and find the meditation I did on New Year's Eve where you read the poem. Yeah, so I was on a different computer and I inadvertently recorded on that computer. And so I won't have access to that computer again until I go visit my mom again. Mm-hmm. So it'll be until I go over there and visit my mom. So apologies about that. I didn't think that through when I recorded it and forgot to get it off, so. I'll post it when I can. Yes, yes. On New Year's Eve, that was way back last year, or Thursday, however you want to think about it. Yeah, so we have, maybe less than a minute, but does somebody want to say something or... I know, with that kind of an introduction, less than a minute, like, well, really? What do you expect us to say? Okay,
I'll go. Oh, somebody wanted to go?
No. Abraham, if you want to say something.
It just always strikes me as so unique or interesting that so many people initially, when they do this practice, struggle with the words and trying to connect it to authentic feelings or what feels like authentic feelings inside themselves. And so many people say that over time they get tenderized, they're able to think of a pet or that person that really did something for them and it helps to soften them. And it's a slow process, but it really softens you over time. I thought it was hysterical that you said you couldn't connect to those feelings at all when you started and you just ooze love. So
yeah, right?
It's quite remarkable.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It's true that in the beginning I didn't really connect with them, and here we are all these years later. Okay. So just wishing you all a wonderful new year.
I was just going to add, Diana, that you're in good company because I think Sharon Salzberg, I listened to an interview podcast recently, and she said the same thing, that she had difficulty connecting when she started metta practice originally.
Okay. Well, see, that's fantastic because Sharon Salzberg, right? She's like for decades has been kind of really promoting this. Okay. Thank you, Phyllis. I'm in good company here. Okay. Okay. So
thank you, Diana.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you all. And maybe I'll see some of you on Thursday. Anyways.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you'd like to unmute yourself.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Nice
bye
to
bye.
See you.
Thank you. Deepa.
Bye.
Bye.
Trudy, are you still on?
Yes.
How are
hey,
you
Trudy.
Feeling?